It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, kicking things off with a little Bing Crosby. 850-437-1620. You're listening to Pep Talk with Meg. Have a special guest in the studio. And the reason I'm playing this particular Christmas song is because whenever I hear about this event, then I know Christmas has arrived in Pensacola. Kathy Dunnigan is here. She's promotions director at WEAR, ABC3, TV3, all kinds of different things. But Kathy is our guest this morning to talk about communities caring at Christmas. Aww. Good morning, Kathy.
Thank you, Meg.
It's not Christmas till communities caring at Christmas is doing the deal. I'm telling you.
It's the truth.
Yes.
It is the truth. There's nothing like this that gets you in the spirit. You might be a little bit tired at the end, but
think a little bit. Oh, my
gosh. Just a little bit.
Yes. So this is something that Channel 3 has done for the community. How many years?
This is year 46,
wow,
Meg.
46. That's a lot.
Sue Strong started this back in 1979.
Wow.
Just for the TV station to share the spirit of the holidays with the community. And boy, has it evolved in those 46 years.
I guess so, because it probably started out kind of small, I'm guessing.
It did. We actually started out, we really only dealt with handing out turkeys and hams.
Okay, that makes sense.
And that's it.
Right. Not so much anymore.
not at all anymore.
Wow. Okay,
So we've evolved on that of trying to give food to families, and then it kind of morphed of people would donate food, so we'd give them even, boxes of food. We would do this at times in the dead cold of winter out of a semi-truck in the back.
Wow.
And if some of your listeners know and remember Bob O'Brien, Bob used to do it. I would do it. His wife, Trudy O'Brien, would do it.
When
I tell you that it's been a core group of this station of employees, and believe it or not, now we still have past employees that come back and work with us each year.
Oh, I love that.
Catherine Daniels will be there.
Yes, of course.
Christian Garman and his girls, they usually come. Amanda Nissom, Steve Nissom's, family.
All these names are very familiar.
Yes. So they come back, but, we morphed from food to where then we would start and do used clothing and the gently used toys. But when... similar to like hurricanes, and when you get all that kind of stuff in, you get some really bad stuff.
Mm.
And things that would have to be washed that had been in a storage room for months and months and months, and probably what did it in for us is I had gotten bitten by a brown recluse. And we said that's it, no more, we can't do this. And we had moved to City Hall, and we tried doing it out there. We outgrew City Hall. We moved it into the station when our studios were far bigger. We outgrew that, and now we're at the fairgrounds where that they have been our home, Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds, now for years and years and years.
And it's huge.
It's huge. And I mean, talk about, touches your heart when you see that sea of bicycles out there and all the gifts. And now we really only deal with new toys, new clothing, and daily needs, shower things.
Mm-hmm.
For the children. And we also do disabled adults with ARC.
So I didn't realize you did that too.
Yes,
oh, okay,
we sure
for
do.
For ARC. Okay.
Yes,
wow.
We do them also. So now we are, we do three counties.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of our focus is on the foster care children, the abused, the neglected, abandoned, you name it. And it's across Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa County. And then we do families, and we have one, we could not do this without our corporate sponsors that donate so much for us to be able to go out and buy these things.
I know Sandy Sansing is one of
Sandy
them.
Sandy Sansing dealership.
With he and Sue
oh my
all
gosh!
The time.
Yes, Sandy Sansing, Levin Papantonio, FPL, the employees from Florida Power and Light. They build bicycles for us.
I heard that. I know.
Yes.
It's so incredible.
They will be meeting me on Friday morning with bikes.
Wow.
So that's incredible. The employees there have always been wonderful. Pods is a wonderful partner also of us, of things that we get donated that we can store in the pods
right.
and then have delivered. So it's just... It takes a community to pull this off because we now do anywhere from 6,000 to 8,000 kids a year.
That is incredible, Kathy.
Pretty
Kudos
is.
Kudos to everyone.
Yep.
You especially, because I know you're right in there from the very, very beginning. But that's phenomenal that 6,000 kids have a Christmas.
Yes.
That's just an amazing, I mean, you can't even put a price on that.
No.
It's
really,
really something.
And we really try to do something that's on their wish list, that they at least get one thing. Now, when they start asking for the Xboxes and all the big things, well, maybe not so much in that arena, but
right.
we certainly put in a try really hard.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick little break here. If you're just tuning in, we're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620, talking with Kathy Dunnigan all about communities caring at Christmas. If you have a question, you can always text it in, 850-437-1621. We'll be back right after the break. Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and happy to have Kathy Dunnigan from Channel 3, WEAR, is in the studio this morning. I think you all might have heard a little bit of our conversation off air because I forgot to turn the mic off. So I hope that was entertaining for you. As you know, I'm a rookie. I'm still learning the ropes here. But everything that we talked about, we were talking about what we were going to talk about. So, Kathy, tell us a little bit about who receives all of this. We talked about 6,000 plus children are receiving all the different toys and gifts for Christmas from Communities Caring at Christmas. So tell me a little bit about what's the process? It's not something where people can just show up.
No, it is not, Meg. We work with social service agencies and caseworkers, and they vet the families and the children. Of course, at foster care, they vet and they submit the lists for us. And with the caseworkers, and we work with Community Health of Northwest Florida, they're actually our fiscal agent. They work with us, they vet these lists so they can ascertain, the needs.
So these aren't people that are just randomly showing up. These are people that basically have been vetted and are truly in need.
That is correct. It is not an open policy at all. It cannot be. And we have to have a stopping point of when we accept the applications from the agencies, because we've got to make sure we have enough money and that we can do for all the children that we have accepted in.
No, that makes perfect sense.
So we have, with the foster care units, those are usually individual children. When we deal with other social agencies that we work with, we're dealing with families. Could be two children, three children, seven children in the family, and we take on the entire family. So that's where this starts multiplying quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. So I would imagine it's hard to manage all of this. So I know that this week is especially busy for you. So I appreciate you coming in today. She's got about a zillion gazillion things to do. But how many volunteers are involved? You mentioned earlier you had, of course, we know some of the sponsors. But where do you get all the volunteers? How do you pull all this together? Because that's a lot of toys and
a
lot of clothing and a lot of goods, which you're now doing at the fairgrounds, which is a huge, huge warehouse type space. But still... How does all this come together?
We have wonderful volunteers that have been coming for years and years and years. We have Pine Forest ROTC. Kids will be there on Friday. We will have students from Washington High on there on Fridays. We have different clubs that come and volunteer, and they will take, like two-hour stints. And when I tell you, we will have a lot of our longtime past employees that come, they show up.
And you were saying, I think we were talking about that off air, which may have been on air, so we might as well mention them again. Catherine Daniel, for one.
Yes. Catherine has always been there with her kids, and Steve Nissom. I probably shouldn't mention all their names, but anyway.
Well, they all were on Channel 3. I mean,
you know,
they're all...
their family. They're, yeah. part, they're past family Kristen and their Garman family. And, the, and, yeah. and it's just, it's wonderful to see everyone show up. And some of them have been doing it for 15, 20 years.
Gosh.
They just don't miss a beat. They know how to bag. They know what we need for the children.
That's right.
Then we have brand new volunteers, and we have to go through of here's how you have to bag. We have one couple that it's a couple and their daughter, and they moved from here, and I believe they're in the Atlanta area. They fly down year after year for probably over 10, 15 years now.
No kidding.
The daughter is engaged now, so I truly believe she got married this past year.
Wow.
But she came with her fiance last year.
Oh my
also.
Gosh, a family affair.
It has been a family thing for them, and they have continued it even though they've moved away. So when I'm telling, you know,
it's the spirit of Christmas. That's what it's all about.
We just start grinning when they walk through the doors.
Oh,
and
yeah.
it's like, oh, open arms.
Old
yay!
Home week.
Yes, it really truly is.
Well, speaking of grinning, you've done this how many years yourself?
Myself, I'm going to put myself at about starting in 1984.
Woo, okay.
And I left the station
is
a couple
40
times.
Years?
Yeah, but wow. Now I left the station. And when I went off one time and I was working in Philadelphia for the ABC up there, I flew back.
I love it.
3 years in a row to work.
Why am I not surprised?
So I'm just like, yeah. it's in the blood.
So in all those years, do you have a story that to this day still is like one of your favorite moments with a child or with someone, a recipient?
You know,
probably have a thousand, but
we don't really see a lot of the children. We see the parents, or groups. Now, back in the day, we used to, when we were smaller, we would actually deliver to everyone.
Oh, okay.
That was so touching. We would go to some of the poorest areas in the northern part of the county, and probably what touched me, and that at the time we were doing also still food. These women, they'd have a location. We would meet them up in the northern part, and we'd give them, you know, food. I swear to God, that would be on a Saturday. By Tuesday, they were back they drove into Pensacola with homemade baked goods from stuff that they received.
Oh,
oh my
God. To give
God.
Back to you?
To give back to us.
Oh, I would just cry.
We did.
Oh,
we did.
Oh,
we did.
My gosh. How
and
sweet.
Then we had where we did seniors. And we had one of our volunteers, God love her, you know, she delivered, and it was real clear they didn't have enough in heating. She went out and bought a heater and electric blanket, took it back to them. I had situations like that too. At one time, my oldest brother was here and helping me, and he saw it. He came out of pocket for more stuff. It just, you just can't help it. But oh my gosh, those, you know, seeing the people and seeing how they live. And when I say up in Century and stuff, there are homes, they don't have running water.
Right.
And the one house, literally running water was a hose from across the street in through the window.
Mm.
And
yeah.
I'll never forget that, Meg.
Yeah, we are so blessed. We are so blessed.
Yeah.
And I have a dear friend that says, it is in the expression of love that I am healed. So with that thought, we'll be back right after the break. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And we have Kathy Dunnigan from WEAR, who is here in the studio with us, talking about communities caring at Christmas, one of my favorite all-time events in the world, I'm just saying. So...
Meg, you touch my heart.
There's still time left. We both got a little emotional, but there's still time left for folks to donate toys and some other. So tell me what you need.
Absolutely. They can bring new toys, and please know you don't have to wrap them because we like
That's right,
parents to be able to. So unwrapped. And you can take them to any of the Sandy Sansing dealership. And, of course, you can take them to WEAR at 4990 Mobile Highway. And we need everything, things for little babies. So think teething toys, rattlers, developmental, education, basketball, soccer balls, baseballs.
Sports, anything sports.
Girls, do you
do clothing at all?
Yes. New clothing of all sizes, babies, toddlers, junior sizes, girls and boys sizes, teenage sizes. So everything, sweaters, sweatshirts, shirts, socks, toys.
Okay,
you name
lots
it.
Of toys all, for all ages.
For all ages. And these don't have to be the most expensive toys.
A truck.
Yes,
just a little truck will work.
You know, we do ask people to think about what they would give to their own child,
mm-hmm.
and think about that when they give to a to another child.
Gotcha.
Because children in need want the same thing that everyday children need. They see it on the TV.
Of course.
They hear about it. They see other kids play with it. So they're kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that they're shooting for the moon. They're just children seeing things that they would like.
Absolutely. So there's plenty of places in town that you can purchase.
Yes.
And also, let's just say you're busy, you've got your own things you have to do for the holidays. You can donate if you like
You certainly can. They can, at the close time that we are, you know, checks could be mailed to the TV station at 4990 Mobile Highway for WEAR. You can drop off checks, and checks can be made out to Communities Caring at Christmas or CCC. And they could be dropped off at the Sandy Sansing dealerships also. And you can also go through the Community Health of Northwest Florida. They have a donation site, and that's where you can give if you want to do a credit card. So all kinds of ways to still be a part of this.
And there's still some time left for you to contribute, so I hope everyone will. Thank you so much, Kathy Dunnigan with WEAR, on behalf of everyone here. What you do for Communities Caring at Christmas and what you do for the children in our community is truly outstanding.
Thank you,
Meg. Thank you so much.